Let's hold on to our word and let's confess the word of God. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am. What it says I am.
What it says I am.
I can do. What it says I can do.
What it says I can do.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Not a doubter.
Not a doubter.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
Not just a hearer.
Not just a hearer.
And my life.
And my life.
Is the better.
Is the better.
After having heard.
After having heard.
The word of faith.
The word of faith.
Faith comes by hearing.
Faith comes by hearing.
And hearing.
And hearing.
And hearing by,
and hearing by
the word of God.
The word of God.
Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. You can turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. And let me know when you get there. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Amen. Amen. Verse 32 says, "And the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command." Amen.
Amen.
Come on over to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let me know when you get there. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Right after Proverbs. You there? Almost? Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1 says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what was planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." Somebody say the Issachar generation.
The Issachar generation.
I want to talk to the fellas today, but pray that everyone will get something out of it this morning. But I want to talk to our fellows today about the Issachar generation. God is a God of generations. God is a God of dispensations. In every season and time, God raises people. Either he will raise an individual or he will raise a group. And so God is in the business of every now and then raising somebody. Amen?
Amen.
When God wanted a deliverer, he raised Moses. When God wanted a father, he raised Abraham. When God wanted a prophet, he raised Elijah. Amen?
Amen.
And when God wanted a forerunner, someone that would go ahead and announce the coming of the Messiah, he raised John the Baptist. Amen? And so God is in the business of always raising individuals or a group of people. And in the triumphant entry, the Bible says that the people were screaming and shouting and they were excited, but the disciples would not allow them to praise God and to worship God. They were trying to silence them and keep them mute. Then Jesus says, "If you make these people keep mute, I'm going to raise stones to praise me." In other words, if there are no human beings to praise him, I will raise something that would praise me, God says. So God is always in the business of raising individuals or a group of people. When God decides to raise an individual, he raised this individual for a specific purpose, an assignment, a task. And when God raises a group, also he raises them to accomplish a mandate, a mission, an assignment.
Amen.
And in every dispensation, in every generation, he raises up a group of people and individuals out of that generation to fulfill his agenda for that generation and for that age. Amen?
Amen.
And I want us to understand that the scriptures that we read this morning, it talks about the men of Issachar. Issachar is one of the tribes of Israel. And Issachar is one of the sons of Jacob. And it says in verse number 32, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, it says, "And the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command." It says, this particular tribe, they had understanding of the time, and they knew exactly what Israel ought to do. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, if you don't have understanding of the time, you will not know exactly what to do. And for you to do that which God has called you to do, to fulfill your purpose, your mandate, and that which has been written in the book and in the archives of eternity. Amen?
Amen.
So you got to understand you got to understand the purpose for which you've been called.
Right.
And you got to understand the time and the seasons. So the Bible says the men of Issachar had understandings of the time. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. Amen. And what I want us to understand that when it comes to the Bible, there are three kinds of times. There are three kinds of times.
Amen.
And there are seasons in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And when you look at it in the Greek, as it relates to time, there is one called aeon. And that denotes ages and generations. Then there's chronos, time. It's the succession of time. And then there's kairos. It is the season and time, a period of an event where certain things got to be accomplished. Amen? So in scripture, we have different kinds of times. There are some folks who operate in eon time, ages and dispensations and generations. And then there are some who operate in chronos times, which is the calendar time. You know that from 8 o'clock, we're going to 9 o'clock, and from June, we're going to July. That's chronos time. But then there is a particular time that everything must come to a standstill. And it is the season and time that nothing moves. Nothing goes. The heavens comes to a standstill because there is an individual or a group that God has to fulfill certain things in their life. That which he has spoken. Amen. And which he has said concerning their life, their ministry, their mandate, their calling, and their assignment. And we call that Kyrios time. And I want to believe beyond a reasonable doubt that every one of us here, we are not operating in Chronos time. Okay, we're operating in Kyrios time. And you got to understand that for you to come to that Kyrios season or time in your life, you have to go through a process. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
You cannot use raw material until it becomes a finished product. It has to go through a process.
Right.
A tea bag is not a tea bag until it goes through hot water.
Come on.
That's when you know it's a tea bag. right? The flavor comes out.
Yeah.
Mm. If you study agriculture, a farmer waits for all the seasons. There's a season that they plant the seed, right? And then there's a season that they wait, and then there's a season that they harvest. Amen? And until you fulfill all seasons, you are not coming into your Kairos time. And oftentimes, you and I abort the purpose of God, the plan of God, the will of God, and the counsel of God while we're in the process of waiting. Because we're living in a generation now, in a time now that nobody wants to wait. Am I right about it? We're living in a microwave society right now. The miracle got to be overnight.
Yes.
The breakthrough got to be overnight.
Yes.
The blessings got to be overnight.
Yes.
The marriage got to be overnight.
Mm.
Everything's got to be quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes.
Am I right?
Amen.
But I want us to understand that the seed will not produce a harvest until it goes through what? Its proper season.
Yes.
I said the seed will not produce a harvest until it goes through its proper season. For instance, an airplane, before it takes off, has to reach a certain velocity before it takes off. And if it doesn't, the airplane will crash. So we must be willing to go through all the seasons.
Yes.
Somebody say the Issachar generation.
The Issachar generation.
If God is going to use you, if God is going to take you through the process, God, if God is going to lift you and put you on a higher pedestal, you must be willing to be pruned.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. You got to be pruned. Mm. You must be willing to be persecuted.
Amen.
You must be willing to go through adversities and storms.
Mm-hmm.
You must be willing to go through hell and high waters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You got to understand that when the seed is sown in the ground, the seed will not shoot up until the seed dies.
Mm.
And there are some of you under the sound of my voice that the reason why you have not shot out is because you're in the dying season.
Mm.
And when you're in the dying season, it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
In the dying season. When you're in a dying season, it's not a season of laughter.
Mm.
It's not a season of joy. It's not a season of jumping. It's a serious season.
Yeah.
The dying season is a season where friends you thought would be standing by you,
yes. Come on.
All of them will leave you.
Yes.
The dying season is the season where you want to hear a word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord, and you're not receiving a word from the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
The dying season is the kind of season when you want somebody to stand with you in prayer and there's nobody to stand with you in prayer.
Mm.
Mm. The dying season is a season when you don't feel like praising God and worshiping God and praying to God. And it's hard and it's difficult when you're going through the dying season. But we have to understand until you go through the dying season,
yes.
You will not shoot forth.
Amen.
That's good.
Somebody here today is going through a dying season.
Yes.
And until the farmer comes to the place of harvest, the seed must die.
Mm.
And if the seed is not dead, he cannot be harvested.
Mm.
It's impossible for any seed to produce a harvest when the seed is not dead.
Come on now.
Mm. So you have to go through the seasons of life. You have to go through the challenges of life. And that's why David said in Psalms 23, he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Yes.
What it means is that in the valley of the shadow of death, we don't run.
Yes.
Oh, come on, don't miss me now. We don't run. You have to walk.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
See, because when you run, you don't learn the lessons.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody. Uh-huh. When you run through the vet, you don't learn the lessons. But when you walk, you learn the lessons.
Yeah.
Because you cannot appreciate being on the mountaintop if you've never been in the valley.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. So it's important, and it's a prerequisite for you to be in the valley, experiencing the valley, for you to appreciate the mountaintop experience.
Yes, thank you.
Mm. So let me tell you, if you've been in the valley, which is still the dying process and the dying seasons of your life, of your assignment, the dying season of your dream, the dying season of your vision, the dying season of your mandate, there are some people, when they come to church, you have to compel them to say hallelujah.
Mm. Mm. Mercy.
There are some people, when they come to church, you have to force them to praise God. But saints, if you have been through the storm, come on, somebody,
come on.
Through hell and high waters,
yeah,
being through the valley, the challenges of life, the complexities of life, the complications of life. When you come to church, you don't need encouragement from anybody to have to stand up and say hallelujah.
Amen.
Or to praise God.
That's right.
You don't need anybody to push you to worship God. Why? Because you know you've been through some things.
Yeah.
And I want us to understand that God is raising a breed of people.
Mm.
And God is raising a generation that has been through everything that you can think of or can imagine. And it's a generation that has withstood the attacks of the enemy, the assaults of the pits of hell, and the attacks of the raging sea. And God put this particular generation in the midst of storms, watch this, and adversities for the purpose and for a reason, so that they will become immune to adversities and storms.
Yes.
Mm. That there's no activity of the enemy or the pits of hell that will be able to threaten you.
Come on.
Yes.
Or be able to intimidate them or stop them from fulfilling their God-given agenda or purpose. When God told the people of Israel to go to the land flowing with milk and honey, he told them that when you get there, that there's going to be enemies in that land that's bigger than you.
Yes.
He told them that there's going to be enemies in that land that's stronger than you. They got more influence than you. They're stronger than you, he says. Right? And then when they went and spied out the land, 12 spies went out to spy out the land, and they all came back after seeing the exact same thing. Oh, Lord, don't miss it. 10 people said, we can't go in there and take it. But the 2 said, we're going in there and take it, for we are what? Well able to do it.
Yeah.
I came to tell you today that what you're going through is a training season.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
What you're going through is just a season. It's just a matter of time. You're going through the dying stages.
Yes.
I think you should look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm going through my dying stage right now.
Amen.
See, men are in sizes, but life is in phases.
Yes.
See, we have phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3. And there is a phase of dying.
Yeah.
There's a phase of shooting up. There's a phase where the farmer begins to prune the crops to take away all of the unwanted leaves and particles that will prevent that plant from bringing forth its full harvest.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. When you're going through your dying season and time, and some people are leaving your life, it's because God is pruning you.
Yes.
Mm.
Come on.
When you're going through your dying season and your coat of many colors are taken away from you, it's because God has a royal regalia for you.
Yes.
Mm. And until you lose your coat of many colors, you will not receive your royal robe.
Yes.
Mm. And there are so many people that is holding on to their coat of many colors.
Mm.
And God is saying, as long as you hold on to your coat of many colors, I'm not going to give you your royal robe. Your royal robe.
Mm.
So look at your neighbor again and say, let it go, let it go.
Let it go.
You thought that you seen all there was to be seen.
Mm.
You're not going to have your royal robe, and you thought that you seen everything that God wanted you to see, but God has just showed you the tip, the very tip of the iceberg. And the Bible says that the men of Issachar had understanding of the time.
Yes.
You cannot have understanding of the time until you go through all the seasons.
Amen.
If you have not gone through all of the seasons, then you have nothing to say. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So you have no testimony until you've gone through the seasons. And when you are going through the dying season, that is when people look down on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when people come to the conclusion that this is the end of you. When you're going through your dying season, that's when people look at you and say, what good can come out of him or her?
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Come on.
When you're going through your dying season, that is when people will say you're going to be single the rest of your life.
Yes.
That's when people will say you will not prosper. But we read in, from the scripture and heard in the song this morning, that David said in Psalms chapter 3, he says, Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there's no help for him in God.
Yeah.
When you're going through your dying season, people say that God has forsaken you.
Yeah.
He rejected you.
Yeah.
And there's no hope for you in God. But he goes on to say in that same passage, verse number 3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Come on, somebody. So I just came to tell you today that God is about to exalt your horn. Amen. And soon you are about to see the manifestation of the things that he said and the things that he has promised you and the things he has written of you in the volume books of your life. For whatever you're going through right now, it's just temporal.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's just the season. It's just, and guess what, saints? It will come to pass.
Yeah. Thank you.
And the reason that you don't have to be envious of anybody.
That's right.
Is because there's something in the kingdom that's called the seasonalities of God.
Yes.
And what that means is that for some people, their miracles come in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. And for them, their miracles and their breakthrough and their prosperity and their lifting up will come in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And if yours don't come in the wintertime, it doesn't mean that God has forgotten you or rejected you. It only means that your miracle or your breakthrough is not in the winter.
Yes.
It means that it will come in the summer.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And if it doesn't come in the summer, it doesn't mean that your season will not come. It only means that it will, your miracle and your breakthrough will not come in the summer. It will come in the fall.
All right.
Come on, somebody.
Yes. It,
thank
you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, it's coming.
Yes.
If it doesn't come in the fall, beloved, just understand that your blessing will come.
Yeah.
So there are seasons, there are times, and there are moments in the spirit realm, and it manifests in the physical realm.
Amen.
Yeah.
The men of Issachar, these men were tested and they were tried.
Yeah.
See, these men, they fought beasts.
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
They fought lions
yeah.
and bears,
mm-hmm.
and they fought Goliaths. And guess what? They survived.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, watch this, the DNA that was flowing in them is not any ordinary DNA.
Yes.
See, it's a DNA that comes from above.
Yes.
Amen. I don't want to, see, I don't know about you, but I don't want to deal with a general that's never been through a battle.
Come on now.
Talking to me about battle strategy.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. I don't want to deal with a juvenile who's never been through anything. I want to deal with a general who's been through the battlefields and have fought the battles and got scars to prove, come on, that the battles that he's fought.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
See, iron can only be iron if it's gone through tempered fire.
That's right.
Oh,
glory be to God.
God, gold is not gold until it's gone through the fire.
Amen.
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 Job said this. He says, throughout all the days of my hard labor, I will wait on my God until my change comes.
Oh, yeah.
That after I have been through the fire,
yes.
I will come out as what? Pure gold.
Yes.
It was Job that said, though they slay me,
yeah.
yet will I trust in him.
Yes.
So I want to tell you that the race is not to the swift. And the battle is not to the strong. And when you look at the physicality of that scripture, it says the race is to the swift, because if you're not swift in life, you cannot win the race of life.
Yeah.
And if you're not strong, you cannot win the battles of life. Mm-hmm. You got to be strong to win the battles in life, and you have to be swift to win the race of life. But when you look at it from the spiritual implications of it, God says the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, which means that your technicalities,
yes,
look out now,
come on,
your know-how,
yes,
your degrees,
yes,
your credentials, mm, your abilities,
yes,
will not bring you to the place that God has destined you to be. Mm. But by the Spirit, yes, and the power of God, yes, will bring you to the place where, yes, you've been destined to be. Come on, somebody. Amen. You got to say amen to that.
Amen.
And I don't, you know, and check this out. You won't have to fight for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You won't need to work for it.
Yes.
You don't need anybody to connect you to it.
Amen.
You don't need any influential people to bring you to that place. But when your kerygo season time comes,
oh, yes,
come on now,
your season knows how to bring you to that place and to that spot.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The men of Issachar, the seasons of life,
yeah,
the moments of time, when your kerygo's time come, God will open up the archives,
yes,
of eternity,
yes,
and begin to look at the place,
yes,
to see. It's just like King Hezekiah when he received the word from Isaiah. Mm-hmm. You remember that in Isaiah chapter 38? Isaiah walks into the house of King Hezekiah and he tells Hezekiah that you're going to die. Mm-hmm. He says, get your house in order, for you're going to die and you shall not live. And some versions say you will not recover.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that Hezekiah turned and put his face against the wall and he began to cry out to God. And he began to tell God that he lived a good life before him and that he's done some great things for him. And he tells God, he says, look, I can't serve you. I can't praise you from the grave. And the Bible says that God heard Hezekiah's prayer,
yes,
and as Isaiah was walking out the door,
yeah,
the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, and he said to Isaiah, go and tell Hezekiah that he will live.
Yeah.
Don't miss what I'm trying to tell you. He said, not only will he live, but he's going to add 15 years to his life.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. When your kairos moment time comes, things that are supposed to kill you,
yeah,
will keep you alive.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Things that are supposed to slay you will keep you standing.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are supposed to make you fail will make you succeed,
yes,
when your kairos time,
yes,
comes.
Yes.
If you're a part of this generation that God is raising, then ladies and gentlemen, this generation intimidate the intimidators.
Yes.
This generation discourage the discouragement. This generation are spiritual commanders and spiritual rangers and spiritual snipers that can shoot swift things that move. Oh, Lord, don't miss me now. They can hold the devil at ransom single-handedly, amen? They can stomp the kingdom of hell. They can rebuke the devil. They can slay the seas and command the storms to stand still. You got to hear what I'm saying here. This generation that is being raised are community transformers. They're kingdom men. The sons of Issachar. The men of Issachar, they are porters of the power of God and the glory of God. The men of Issachar are an army that God is raising. And this army, the devil cannot stop them.
Yes.
They are not intimidated by the devil. And the devil, although he tries to shut them up, he can't shut them up.
Mercy.
You know how folks try to shut you up.
Yes. Come on now.
When you try to tell them about the things of God.
Yes.
And this is how they try to shut you up. Watch this. You go to tell them what God says, and this is the first thing that they say. Oh, I know. In other words, shut up. That's what they're telling you. I know. Well, if you knew,
amen,
then God wouldn't have sent me to tell you.
Yes.
Come on now.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
That's what they try to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You give them the word. I know, man. I know. Oh, my.
Amen.
But these men of Issachar, you can't shut them up.
Yeah.
They had understanding of the times.
Yeah.
And they knew exactly what Israel ought to do.
Yeah.
And this generation that God is raising up are men who understand the times that they're in,
yeah,
and know exactly what to do. And not of their own human capacity, but
yeah,
because they've gotten the word from God himself.
Yeah.
The men of Issachar. Mm. I just want to let someone know that they have the ability to invade the kingdom of hell and turn the kingdom of hell upside down.
Amen.
And I don't know who God is talking to this morning. But he wants to announce to you that you are a part of that generation.
Yeah.
And God is raising a generation. And so my question is, where are the Peters? Where are the Peters that have the audacity to say to kings, are we supposed to obey you or the Almighty God? Where are the Pauls? Remember, Paul was in prison and he was going to write a letter to his son in the ministry, Timothy. And he told Timothy, he was going to tell Timothy to send me an attorney to get me out of jail. But when he sent the message to Timothy, he said, I got so much revelation in my system, Timothy. I got so much word in my system. Don't send me an attorney. Send me some scribes.
Amen.
Send me some papers and some pens because I need to write this revelation down.
Right.
He was so full. He was so full of the word. He was so full of the revelation of God. And this is what he was saying. You can lock me up into prison.
Yeah.
But you cannot lock my destiny up.
Yeah.
You can set me in the pits. But you cannot stop me from lifting up.
Yeah.
See, he said, get me some papers and some pens so I can speak about all this revelation that God has given me. And he was writing his revelations from prison. Satan thought that putting Paul in prison would stop him. But it was Paul that said, if I speak in an unknown tongue, I speak not unto man, but unto angels.
Yeah.
Paul said, I do not preach to you by enticing and persuasive words of human wisdom, but I preach to you with the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. And it was Paul that said that the kingdom of God is not bread, but it is in the power and in righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know who God is talking to this morning, but under the sound of my voice, God is raising up new Peters.
Yes.
God is raising up new Pauls.
Yes.
God is raising up new Elijahs.
Yeah.
There's a generation that's coming up, and that generation cannot be stopped.
That's right. Mm.
God is calling on the Issachars, the men of Issachar.
Mm.
And he's calling on the Issachars of his church.
Yes, come on.
To stand up.
Stand up.
And to be counted.
Mm. Yeah.
And to not be silent in the church.
Yeah.
And not to be silent in our homes.
Yes.
And not to be silent on our jobs.
Yes.
And not to be silent at our workplace and in our schools. He's looking for kingdom leaders.
Yes.
God is calling for men who will be spiritual fathers,
yes,
to these younger men who don't understand the times that they're in.
Yes.
Oh, come on, somebody. He's calling on men to pay that have already paid the price. Who, like Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith.
Mm.
I have finished my race.
Yes.
And I've kept the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said that I bear the marks of my soul,
mm-hmm,
of Jesus Christ. God is looking for men that he can trust to offer up godly counsel.
Mm.
He's looking for men that can offer up moral integrity.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for men that have spiritual fortitude,
mm-hmm,
to share with the young warriors of the day. Because I don't know if we realize it, but we're in a generation and time right now where nations are against nations.
Yes.
Yes.
Kingdoms are against kingdoms.
Yes.
There's famines in the land and pestilences and disease,
mm-hmm,
earthquakes in diverse places.
Yes.
And it's a time for the sons of Issachar, the men of Issachar, to stand up,
yes,
and take our rightful place,
mm-hmm,
as the leaders of our nations. So I'm asking you men today, if you're willing to stand up for God and come to the place in our homes and in our churches and in our land to be leaders, kingdom men, men of greatness,
yes,
then I'm asking you to come to the altar and stand with me this morning as we move forward in the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
Come on and give God some praise, somebody. Elder RJ is going to give us some traveling music today.
Man. Man.
Now wait for Elder RJ to come on down.
Thank you.
And if I can ask your families to come and stand behind you, the wives, sisters, daughters, mothers.
Mm. Nice. What's
up?
To support these men of God.